Year in, year out, we see new technologies come and go in the medical space, and they just amaze us with what's happening. For those who have suffered a stroke, there's something that may be of great interest. It is called Helen, and to talk with us this morning is a senior researcher from the NHMRC Centre for Research Excellence and Stroke Rehabilitation, Jodie Marquez. Good morning, Jodie. Firstly, can you let us know what Helen is?
Yeah, sure. Helen's a robotic exoskeleton. It's the only freestanding type of exoskeleton of its type. It's made by Rex Bionics, and we're fortunate enough to have one here at the University of Newcastle.
It sounds very much like the Terminator's coming to life, doesn't it?
It does. It's a little bit like that.
Very much so. Look, how is it going to aid in rehabilitation for those who've had a stroke?
Yeah, so for those people who have severe problems with walking and moving after stroke, this is a device which can help people to stand up and to exercise in standing, and to help them to strengthen and hopefully to expand their rehabilitation potential.
Because we know that once you've had something go wrong, you need to get up on your feet and, you know, get through the rehabilitation to get yourself back up and running. This technology is really going to help a long way in that, isn't it?
It is. So currently the way that we get these people up is usually with two or three physiotherapists trying to haul people up. It takes a lot of effort. It's a lot of work for the physios, it's a lot of work for the patients, whereas this device can help to assist people standing up with very minimal effort from physios. Essentially, all we need to do is strap the patients in and then the robot does the rest of the work.
And it's going to make their life a little bit easier, the physio I'm talking now, and not put them at risk of injury themselves and turn around needing physio.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, there are some trials happening at the moment. You would like to see some people come in and get involved in this?
Yeah, so we've started recruiting participants for the trial. So if anyone has had a stroke and they have some fairly severe problems with their mobility as a result of that, then we'd love to try and link them with this research and hopefully get them up on their feet again.
Jodie, in the future, because we know that technology is moving all the time, where do you think the next thing could be? Where are we going with this?
Well, one of the criticisms of the robotic therapy that we have is that the thought is that it may be passive. So in the future, and that's part of our research as well, that we're trying to determine whether it is the patient is actively involved in this. But in the future, there's going to be lots of developments with mind-activated devices and active assisted, where the robot will respond in response to the participant's muscle actions as well. So there's lots of scope for robotics in future. Rehabilitation.
The future is now, Jodie. We've got to embrace it, and some great things happening there. If somebody wants to get involved, how can they make contact with your organisation?
Yeah, so they can go onto the website, which is www.helen.org.au, or they could also just contact HMRI and ask for their name to be put on the stroke register.
Jodie, good luck with the trial. Hopefully things work out okay for you, and we'll look forward to catching up with you down the road.
Yeah, thank you very much, Mark. Nice talking to you.
From the Helen Project, that's senior researcher Jodie Marquez. 2NURFM 103.7.